Turn back to John chapter 10, and we'll focus on verse 27, although what we find in verse 27 is seen also earlier in the chapter, and things relating to it following from it as well. My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Recognizing someone's voice is a very important thing in our lives. As children, as babes, we learned to recognize the voice of our parents and family members. And if we were to hear the voice of someone else whom we didn't recognize, then things were not quite as they should be in a certain sense, and even as little infants, we would probably have responded differently. It may of course have been nothing serious, but it was a change in the circumstances. And even as adults, recognizing a voice is incredibly important. So if you answer a phone call and you hear someone speak, recognizing their voice is important. Now, sometimes you'll receive a phone call and you just can't make head nor tail of who it is that's calling you. I remember one time I received a phone call and the person at the other end said, "Is that Rory?" And I said, "Yes." And he began babbling away. It was English he was speaking, but I couldn't understand what on earth he was talking about, because he actually thought he was phoning another Rory and he was speaking about something I knew nothing whatsoever of. And of course, I didn't recognize who he was, and I wasn't able to make the connections immediately. Eventually, I figured out that he was looking for someone else. But when Jesus speaks about us, about those who follow him, he tells us that they recognize his voice, that they hear his voice, and that he knows them, and that they follow him. And it's an incredibly important thing. It's far more important than any other voice that we recognize speaking to us. Because this is what distinguishes a genuine person of faith from everyone else who does not have genuine faith. This distinguishes God's people from everyone else. Those who genuinely know God. Because this is true of them. Now, the people that are around Jesus at this juncture in the chapter, he's been surrounded by, well, it says the Jews surrounded him. He's in the temple. Now, this doesn't mean that it's just the generally Jewish people around. Everybody practically in Jerusalem, apart from a handful of Romans who dominated by force, virtually everybody there was Jewish. What's being referred to here is the Jewish leadership, the religious leadership. They were the ones who came and surrounded him in the temple. And they were the ones who asked him this question. And he responds by explaining this to them, telling them that they do not recognize who he is because they are not his sheep and they are not responding to his voice. Now, that's a very strong word, but Jesus, of course, was able to make such statements in a way that we simply can't. We can't really tell just as someone appears to us and speaks with us whether they are someone who recognize the voice of Jesus, who follow him in their lives. But Jesus, of course, knows every one of his sheep. He knows each and every one, and he's able to separate the genuine followers from those who are not. Of course, Jesus speaks elsewhere in parable form, speaking of the sheep and the goats. The sheep are those who are genuine believers. The goats, on the other hand, are those who are not. Now, it's a very interesting analogy, because sheep are an interesting animal, because they can be very wayward, but they do respond well to a shepherd. When a shepherd guides them, watches over them, feeds them, brings them to pasture, brings them to water, sheep respond very well to that. So a shepherd who actually cares properly for his sheep, the moment he appears, the sheep will come running. If they're in a field, they'll come running to where he is. And they'll also follow the shepherd. You don't tend to see that so much in the Scottish situation, where sheepdogs are the common way of moving sheep around, but you do see it occasionally, usually with smaller flocks of sheep. But in the Middle East, in those times, in Jesus' days upon the earth, that was the norm. The sheep would follow the shepherd to the pasture. He would walk on ahead in front, and they would follow him. They recognized his voice, and they would follow after him. But goats, on the other hand, although they may at times follow, the reality is that a goat is a very, very strong-willed creature. And they don't really respond so well to shepherding. And that's why often you'll see goats being tethered. I'm not saying that goats don't ever respond well to being looked after well, but they are a more willful creature in that sense. And that's the picture that's being given to us, where the sheep are those who respond to the training and the guiding that the shepherd gives to them in a way that the goat does not. And that's really what characterizes the difference between the genuine believer and the false believer, the person who is falsely believing that they are followers of Jesus. They actually, the genuine believers, they actually hear the word, they recognize his voice, and they follow him. Whereas the goat, the person who is not a genuine believer, does not actually respond to the word. Now that's very, very challenging for us, because we can, as individuals, we can have our blind spots. Things that are in the word, maybe that we have read 100 times and that we nonetheless are not responding to and obeying. But the thing is that when these things are brought clearly and forcefully through the preaching of the word and through the reading of the word to before the mind of the person who is a genuine believer, when they recognize the Lord's voice in his word speaking to them on these matters, they respond. They respond by faith and by obedience. And that is really what makes that great difference, because they recognize the voice of the Lord speaking to them in his word. Now, there are lots of people who chase after all kinds of spiritual or so-called spiritual experiences, looking for experiences that they think will help them become better Christians, maybe, that they'll better understand God's will for their lives. And sometimes people chase after all kinds of ecstatic or supposedly spiritual experience, looking for dreams or whatever. But the reality is that we don't need these things. Now, sometimes God may, in His mercy, work through some of these kinds of things. But the reality is this, that the Lord has spoken to us in His Word. And if we don't take His Word to heart, if we don't hear His voice speaking to us in the Scriptures, then we are in a very dangerous situation if we're chasing after all kinds of other things. Because His Word is there. His voice is ringing out to us in the Word. The question, of course, is, are we hearing that voice? Are we responding to it? Are we recognizing that the Lord is speaking to us there? And so Jesus tells us that His sheep hear His voice. Now that is a very challenging thing for us. To know that the Lord has spoken to us in His Word, and to recognize that at times we may be very slow to respond to what He is actually saying to us there. Now, what that should do is that it should drive us more and more to Jesus. Looking to Him. Turning to Him. Because it's like the sheep that He's speaking about. You know, if a sheep is lacking something, and that sheep has a shepherd, the moment the sheep sees the shepherd, what the sheep is going to do is it's going to run to the shepherd. Because it knows that the shepherd cares for it. And we are encouraged here as those who trust in Jesus to run to Jesus, knowing His voice and seeking Him out. Seeking Him out in His Word. Seeking Him out in prayer. Seeking Him out in the fellowship of God's people. Seeking Him out in the preaching of God's Word. Running to Him. Because He is the one who can truly make a difference in our lives. Are we hearing His voice speaking to us? Now we also see that Jesus says here, and in a sense it seems quite an odd thing to say in what He says in this verse, "My sheep hear My voice, and I know them." You might have expected that Jesus would have said, "And they know Me." But what He actually says is, "And I know them." And these words actually give great comfort to God's people. Because, of course, there are many who claim to know Jesus. For instance, Jesus speaks about those who fit into that category when He says, "Not everyone who says to Me, 'Lord, Lord,' shall enter the kingdom of heaven." There are those who will think that they are His sheep, but when they come face to face with Jesus, they'll come to realize that is not so. And that is a very solemn thought indeed. It's one thing for ourselves to think that we are sheep, that we are genuine followers of Jesus. It's It's another thing to be known by Jesus. When we know that Jesus cares for us, when we recognize in our lives the many ways in which He watches over us, He provides for us, He keeps us, He steers us back to the right path when we go astray, when we recognize such realities in our experience, when we recognize that He knows us, that is far, far more important than us saying, "I know Jesus." Now, of course, it's important for us to know Jesus, but to recognize the reality that He is at work in our lives is incredibly important. Because that's part of how the genuine believer comes to be assured of the reality of their faith, because they see the way that the great shepherd actually shepherds their lives, directs them into the truth, leads them away from error, points them along the right path, leads them to the place where they find sustenance and nourishment for their souls. That is so important and so encouraging for the genuine believer. And it also reminds us that He is the one who cares for us. We are not to be solo sheep who go off and do our own thing. We are to be part of the flock, and we are to be under the shepherd, because that is how the Lord has ordered things. He wants us in that position for our blessing, for our encouragement, and that His grace might be poured out in our lives. And He knows us. He knows everything about us. He knows our deepest needs. He knows the situations we go through. And He knows how best to shepherd us through those situations. Because the best shepherds know their sheep. They know everything about them, and they recognize them, and they understand the needs of their sheep. Speaking about knowing, the Lord knowing His sheep, reminds me of a situation that a great uncle of mine years and years ago found himself in, when his sheep, together with the sheep in the area, had been gathered in from the hills. And he saw a lamb with one of his neighbor's markings on it. But he recognized that it was one of his own lambs, because he was a good shepherd. There have been many other things that weren't good in his experience, but one thing was sure: he was a good shepherd. And he knew every one of his sheep. And he could recognize not only his own sheep, but their offspring. Even if he had never seen the lamb before, he would recognize what sheep it belonged to because of the similarities between that lamb and its mother, and also the ram that had fathered it. And he spoke to the neighbor, and the neighbor was having none of it. He was saying, "That's one of my lambs, and I'm not giving it up to you just because you're saying it's your lamb." But what my uncle did was that he went and found the sheep that he knew the lamb belonged to. And he brought the sheep over and said, "This is the sheep that lamb belongs to." And as soon as he brought the sheep over, the lamb ran over to its mother and began suckling. But it reminds us, that story reminds us of how well the Lord knows His sheep. If a human shepherd can know his sheep that well, How much better does the Lord know each one of his own? He knows absolutely everything about us. Now, at times, sometimes, we might find that somewhat unnerving to know that the Lord knows everything about us, past and present. Sometimes we'd rather forget some things in our past. But he knows everything about us. And what that means is that he is best able to shepherd us. He is the one who is able to meet our needs in a way that no one else can. He can provide for us. He can bring us back to the right fold, just like that lamb was brought back to the right fold and to its mother. Our Lord is able to bless us in such a way. And even if a person is a lost sheep wandering on the hills, the shepherd still knows that sheep. Our Lord knows if a person is in the wrong pen, and he will bring them eventually back to himself. It should be a great comfort to us that the Lord knows us in this way. I know them, Jesus says. But we also see here that Jesus says that his sheep follow him. Now, of course, there are some, there would have been some around, maybe specifically those who weren't amongst the leadership, there were some around then who were not actually following Jesus. For instance, there were some later at the time when Jesus was crucified, some who were in the crowd that even cried out for his crucifixion, that later were brought to repentance and who acknowledged the Lord in their lives and who came to be seen as and recognized as his sheep. Their hearts were turned back to himself. They had been wayward, lost sheep at that point, first when they're first encountered amidst the mob crying for the death of Jesus. But later they are brought to repentance. And you might see even that the prayer that Jesus offered up on the cross, saying, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they're doing." That prayer was answered because there were those who then later came to a living, vibrant faith, those who came to be his sheep. And they began to follow him. Now, following Jesus along the path that he calls us to follow him on isn't an easy path. And anyone who says it is, well, not reading their Bible, because the Bible is abundantly clear on the matter, that it is not going to be an easy path to follow. But what the Lord does guarantee us is that he will be with us every step of the way. And that's the great comfort in the midst of the difficulties and the trials that we go through, that he will indeed be with us every step of the way. But it isn't necessarily going to be easy. Of course, there will be times that are easier than others, but following Jesus does not guarantee us an easy path through life. It guarantees us eternal life, and it guarantees us that the Lord will be with us whatever we go through. But the reality is that it can be very challenging. And the Lord allows that because he understands that we learn through such situations. We learn to trust him. We learn to commit our way to him. We learn to look to Him to be our strength in the midst of the difficulties. If it was all plain sailing, that would not be the case. Now, of course, we also recognize that we can at times, through our own waywardness, bring ourselves into situations that are deeply troubling and difficult. But the reality is that even though that may be the case, that does not mean that the Lord leaves us to our own devices. He comes and draws alongside us, even in the midst of such situations. He comes alongside us to shepherd us back to where He would have us be. And that is the wonder of the grace of our Lord at work in the life of the genuine believer, because He does that for us repeatedly, because we're all fallen, sinful human beings. And even as genuine believers, we stumble, we go astray, we get lost sometimes as we go waywardly away from the path that we should be treading on. But the Lord comes alongside His people to lead them back to where they should be. And He doesn't come and beat us into submission. He comes and draws us to repentance and to cast our cares upon Him and to look to Him for grace and forgiveness and acceptance, to look to Him for the grace that we need in our lives day by day, because He is our great shepherd. And the way that He deals with us is far more gracious than we deserve. In fact, it wouldn't be gracious if we deserved it. It would be God's due to us, but we don't. He doesn't owe us anything. And yet He pours out His grace on us again and again and again. Because that is the kind of God we serve. A God of grace and of mercy. A God of love and of care for His own people. Yes, He is a God of justice and a God of wrath in terms of our sin. But Jesus bore all that for each and every one of His people. He suffered and endured all of that, that we would know the abundant, the overflowing, the extravagant grace of God in our lives as He shepherds us along the path of life. What a great God we have. How merciful He is. How kind He is towards us when we deserve none of His kindness. He truly is our great Lord and Shepherd. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank You and we praise You this evening for the reality of how You manifest Yourself to Your people as our great shepherd, as the one who shepherds our lives day by day, wick by wick, year by year, guiding us along the path of truth and of righteousness, guiding us along the way of life. O Lord, we thank You and we praise You that this is how You deal with Your people. And we thank You that it is in Christ who gave Himself, who laid down His life for His sheep, that we find such grace poured out in our experience. All that we pray then, we pray in His precious name, seeking that above all, that He would be honored and glorified in our midst. Amen. Let's conclude singing Psalm 23 in the Sing Psalms version on page 28. Psalm 23 on page 28. The Lord is my shepherd, no want shall I know. He makes me lie down where the green pastures grow. He leads me to rest where the calm waters flow. My wandering steps he brings back to his way, in straight paths of righteousness making me stay. And this he has done, his great name to display. Though I walk in death's valley where darkness is near, because you are with me, no evil I fear. Your rod and your staff bring me comfort and cheer. In the sight of my enemies a table you spread, the oil of rejoicing you pour on my head. My cup overflows and I'm graciously fed. So surely your covenant mercy and grace will follow me closely in all of my ways. I will dwell in the house of the Lord all my days. Psalm 23, to God's praise.
The Lord is my shepherd, no one shall I know. He makes me lie down where the green pastures grow. He leads me to rest where the calm waters flow. My wandering steps he brings back to his way. In straight paths of righteousness making me stay. And this he has done, his great name to darkness is near, because you are with me, no evil I'll fear. Your rod and your staff bring me comfort and cheer. In the sight of my enemies a table you spread, the oil of rejoicing you pour on my head. My cup overflows and I'm graciously fed. So surely your covenant and grace will follow me closely in all of my ways. I will dwell in the house of the Lord all my days.
Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all.